Welcome to episode 83 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Now, today is the last day of Harry Potter Week, and we'll be spending it looking at some of the controversy that arose around the Harry Potter series. I remember back when I was a kid seeing on the news that Catholic schools were banning the Harry Potter books because of their portrayal of dark magic. This was back in 1999, 2000, 2001. Indeed, since then, the Catholic Church has been well known for their objection to the series, including Pope Benedict, who called the books a subtle seduction, leading kids away from the Christian faith and towards, something else. But 2 years ago, it seems that the Church had a change of heart. When the film version of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince hit theaters, the official newspaper of the Vatican gave the movie a rave review. Not only did it clearly define the never-ending fight between good and evil, the review said, but it also treated teenage romance in a fitting and proper way. Maybe these days Harry Potter books are allowed in those private schools. After all, even the Pope can change his mind. Thanks for tuning in to episode 83 of the Daily Brainwave. Special thanks to my sister for helping me all throughout the week and being a source for a lot of these topics over the last few days. Even though I won't let her forget that I loved the series long before she did, I will now admit publicly that she knows more about Harry Potter than I do. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And with that, we put a cap on Harry Potter Week. Make sure you come back tomorrow as we start Animal Week here on the Daily Brainwave on location at the Henry Vilas Zoo. We're kicking it off tomorrow by looking at the difference between a tortoise and a turtle.